Thank you, Tim. Our last group of stories this week is quite a mixed bag. Amongst other things, we have a peregrine falcon chicks making their appearance at Norwich Cathedral, a local couple being stranded aboard a cruise ship, someone's dark humour not going down too well in a Norwich suburb, and tributes to a local actor. Peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Norwich Cathedral. The hatching has sparked excitement among wildlife watchers and has been heralded positive news during an otherwise difficult time for lots of people. The chicks began to hatch on Sunday with volunteers who kept an eye on the birds via webcams fitted to the nest, noticing the eggs were pipping as the chicks broke the shells with their beaks at around 10:30. At around 5 p.m., a broken eggshell could be seen lying in the nest, and the first chick was caught on camera at 5:21 p.m. By Monday morning, there were three chicks, with a fourth expected to follow. Zoe Smith, Urban Peregrine Project Officer for the Haw Canal Trust, said peregrines usually lay a clutch of four eggs, which the parents start to fully incubate from the moment the last egg is laid. Miss Smith added, "The once hatched, it wouldn't take long for the young chicks to leave the nest and take their first tentative flight," she said. "We think about the first week in June will be when they take their first flight." The Haw Canal Trust would normally have a watch point set up in the cathedral close to allow members of the public to see and learn about the residents' peregrines. However, due to the virus pandemic and subsequent social distancing, the watch point has had to be postponed. Instead, people are being encouraged to watch the birds via the nest webcam. Lauren Carderick of Taverham currently spends 21 hours of the day holed up inside a cabin aboard a cruise ship, anchored just off the coast of the private island Coco Cay in the Bahamas, only permitted to leave the room for three allocated meal slots a day. She and her partner, Joseph Harrison, are dancers aboard a cruise ship run by a company called Celebrity, which has been placed under strict lockdown amid the coronavirus outbreak. She relocated in Miami in October to begin preparations and has been on board since the beginning of March. While all the passengers have disembarked and returned home, the 900-strong crew remains stranded along dozens of other ships in the same position. The ship's captain is hoping to dock in the United States in the hope of sending crews home, but American Center of Disease Control and Prevention has not allowed any arrangements to be made. She said, "You go through so many emotions at the moment, you just feel hopeless. Celebrities seem to be doing everything it can to get us home, but so far nothing has worked." She added, "It all so happened so quickly. We found out the passengers were disembarking without any real warning, and there were so many questions left unanswered. The requirements seem to change every day. We are a clean ship. There are no cases on board, but it is just so frustrating to be stranded in the middle of the ocean." Officers want to provide words of advice to an individual who has seen in the Helsden area during the coronavirus lockdown dressed in a black coat, hat, and pointed beak-like mask. The sighting has prompted both alarm and amusement on social media. It is thought the person has been dressing this way for about 2 weeks for their daily walk, with a photographer posted on the Helsden Life and Events group on Facebook. One person wrote, "Scared the life out of me, missus. Terrifying for the kids." A Norfolk police spokesman said, Officers have been made aware of this individual, who has been seen walking around the Helston area wearing a plague of outfits. Although no offences have been committed at this time, officers are keen to trace the individual in order to provide words of advice about the implications of his actions on the local community. The costume is like that worn by doctors treating those with the Black Death. In the brief, the mask acted as a filter against the disease. Clive Stubbs from Norwich died on April the 5th after contracting coronavirus. He was 66. Mr. Stubbs was an active member of the Norfolk's art scene, writing pieces as well as often taking to the stage himself. He was known to many in Norwich for his performances as at Red Duck Productions, Scratch Nights at the Madam Market Theatre, and regularly hosted pub quizzes in venues across Norwich. Tom Cushing, Mr. Stubbs' son, said his father was passionate about the arts. He was full of life and full of energy, not the sort of person you would expect to be hit with something like the coronavirus, he said. He had a big heart and was very warm and friendly to everyone all the time. Following Mr. Stubbs' death, and in lieu of being able to celebrate his life in person, friends and family and fellow performers from Red Duck Productions held an online performance of 3 episodes of one of Mr. Stubbs' radio plays called The Mardler of Norwich. The comedy is a riff of a long-running BBC Radio 4 drama, The Archers. All proceeds from the pieces are being donated to the Artist Benevolent Fund. A planning application to renovate the clock inside Norwich Railway Station and install 6 new digital display screens has been submitted to the Norwich County Council. The bid seeks permission to remove the station's existing static advertisement boards and replace them with 6 digital ones. If approved, the application will see 4 freestanding display units measuring 2.86 metres in height, located in the station foyer, 2 near to the main entrance exit to the station, and 2 near the entrance to the station concourse. A further 2 units will be placed on the station's platform. The applications also seek permission to remove the station's existing internal clock and replace it with a heritage clock, replicating the timepiece on the outside of the station. The application states the proposed clock will not only hold high architectural merit, but will also be highly functional in a railway environment. Offers from Norfolk Police, Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood Team and specialist officers from the force went to an address in Burr Street area on Tuesday, April the 28th, in the evening. 4 people were arrested on suspicion of drug offences, and a 5th person was arrested over offences linked to not adhering to lockdown restrictions.